Feels Good is brought to you by Commonwealth Motors. Shop us last. You'll love us at Commonwealth Motors. Hey, Ayla.
Yeah.
What's good?
I have a really exciting update. So yesterday, there was a Feels Good story about Gloria. She lives in Woburn. Her house is kind of falling apart, and she needs our help. So our listeners were amazing. They found the donation page right now. Everyone has raised $42,146. There's 10 days left on this. If you want to contribute or learn more about this story, go to our Facebook page at Jonathan and Ayla. By the way, thank you to everyone who's following us. We just reached 4,000 likes today on our Facebook page. I know, right? Your mic's not on.
That's some good news.
There we go.
It's amazing we got 2 likes considering I don't know how to do my job.
We should just spend the rest of the time talking about that. That's such a feel-good story.
It is.
Us reaching 4,000.
It only took a year.
Almost. By the way, September 7th is our 1-year anniversary as our show. So I want everyone to get their party hats ready. We're going to be partying. And we have a big announcement about how we're going to celebrate that. Anyways.
Next week.
We're going to go hop over to the pond. There's so many emotions and things going on right now when a woman is giving birth in the delivery room, especially during COVID. Only one person's allowed in the hospital. First of all, you got to wear a mask the entire time. Once you're in the hospital room, you can't leave until they discharge you. Not like the good old days. But with all the craziness going on, that didn't stop one baby daddy from going above and beyond after his lady gave birth. Sion Stafford gave birth to little Kobe Sellers 10 weeks early. He weighed just 3 pounds, 9 ounces. The entire experience was overwhelming for the new parents who just wanted their son to stay healthy and be safe. But on day 2 in the hospital, parent John Sellers enlisted the help of some of the nurses in the NICU ward, and they popped in a note into Kobe's incubator alongside an engagement ring. The sign written in cursive said, "Mommy, will you marry Daddy?" Sorry, terrible accent. How about this? "Mommy, will you marry Daddy?" Funny thing.
You want me to do it?
Yeah.
"Momsy, will you marry Daddy for me?"
Perfect.
Yeah.
Funny thing was that she didn't even see the note because she was so googly-eyed for her new baby, and she was so excited that her baby son didn't need to use the breathing machine anymore. But finally, Sion saw the sign. She said, "Yes." John said, "I'm not usually the romantic type, but I really wanted to do something to lift Sion's spirits." And she had been dropping hints for a while about wanting to get married. If you couldn't tell by our terrible accents, the couple's from England. They already have a daughter, Ruby, and they've been together for 8 years. And they're going to start planning a wedding once they have Kobe safely home. So that's your It Feels Good for today. We really appreciate you listening to us. And for liking that Facebook page and helping our friend from Woburn.
Every time you talk like that, our likes go down.
How is
that
possible?
It's weird. Really? Every time. Yeah, every time. We're now at 3,998. It's weird.
Gosh darn it. Yeah. Next time.
So go like the page to get us back over 4,000. And Ayla will stop using that accent.